Hello?
Bear Radio.
God damn you. Stop calling here. Hello?
Why don't you tune in to Bear Radio?
The police are tracing this call this very minute.
BearRadio.net.
This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net. Eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia.
Here with Daddy Bear Rocco.
And we're enjoying our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop a trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup.
I know a bear that you all know, Yogi, Yogi. I know a bear that you all know, Yogi, Yogi Bear. Yogi, Yogi Bear, Yogi, Yogi Bear. I know a bear that you all know, Yogi, Yogi Bear.
Now we have this week's entries from the Bear Soup Joke Contest, in which you were asked to supply a response to the question, how many gay bears does it take to screw in a light bulb? First this week, we have Toshio from Oberlin, who says, 18. 8 to debate who would do it better, Bob Vila or Norm Abrams. 5 to decide how Martha would dress it. 4 to perform in the orgy. And 1 sash queen to hold it as the world spins around him. Her. Next, we have an entry from Bob New, whose story, Really Hairy Jesus, from the book Bearotica, I read last year on Bear Soup. Bob says, 9. 1 to screw in the light bulb, 7 to woof, and 1 to say he's really more of a chubby otter. And from our old friend Bob in Boise, this response, hasn't light bulb screwing gone post-bear? And here's one sent in by RJS. 3. 1 to change the bulb, and 2 to hold the ladder, look up the handy bear's utilikilt, and go woof. And finally, from Web Daddy, also known as Jay Neal, whose story Cub Makes Headlines, I also read to you here on Bear Soup last year. Web Daddy's response to the question, how many bears does it take to screw in a light bulb? None. They're too big to fit in a light bulb. Thank you. And thanks to everyone who sent in a response. On the next episode of Bear Soup, we'll be reading the last batch of entries and telling you how you can vote on which is the best.
Yogi's knob is long and green, cucumber, cucumber. Yogi's knob is long and green, he's a cucumber. He's a cucumber, he's a cucumber. Yogi's knob is long and green, he's a cucumber.
This week we welcome our very first guest, the fantastic interpreter of the bearish male form, Tobias of CuteLittleBlokes.com. And quite the adorable bear himself, I must say. Nice full beard and furry chest, and a great smile. Here to talk about his art and graphic design. Welcome, Tobias.
I'm an enthusiastic fan of the many cute little blokes designs that I've seen on the web. Your caricatures are amazing in detail and nuance. Tobias, how many cute little blokes have you designed?
Well, I'm not sure of the exact figure, but it's somewhere in the region of about 1,500 since Cute Little Blokes started.
1,500. Now, that's impressive. Tell me, how long does it take, usually, to finish a CLB illustration from the time you receive a photo or drawing?
It's usually about a week. About a week after people email me their photos, except for when I have particularly busy periods, in which case it might take a couple of weeks. But having said that, whenever someone writes to me wanting a birthday gift or something that has a special deadline, I'll always make sure their job gets pushed forward to make sure that I get it to them on time.
From what countries and states are most of your customers? And from what interesting places have more recent orders arrived?
About 60% of my orders come from the United States, especially California, Texas, New York and Florida. And the other 40% tend to be Europe-based. And that's mostly here in the United Kingdom, as well as Germany, France, Spain and Italy. Most of my customer base actually is centred around the guys who have profiles on bear411.com, which I'm sure you're all familiar with.
Oh, bear411? Never heard of it. Just kidding. Please, go ahead.
Gregory, who runs it, is the guy who gave me my big break, and so a lot of his members have become my customers. I think probably the most unexpected order was one that came on from China a few months ago, because so far that's been my only Asian order. I've had a few in from Australia and New Zealand, but I must admit I've so far not managed to break into the Australian market as much as I'd like to, but I'm hoping to switch that around this year.
Surely that's just a matter of time. What is the main reason most of your customers say they want you to illustrate them?
I'd say the main reason is that people like to surprise their partners by having them drawn as a couple. I always throw in a lot of extra bits and pieces as well, like sort of free personalised wallpapers for cell phones and computers and that kind of thing. So I end up getting a lot of emails from guys saying that their partner was really happy with their gift, which actually just drives me on to make sure I keep coming up with more extras to add to the package that I send out. It's always nice to hear good stuff back from them, you know.
Well, it's great to hear that the Bear community is supporting you fully. Tell me, what is the best praise or compliment that you've gotten from a customer?
I must say I get a lot of very positive feedback from guys all over the world, really, but probably the most notable was a recent commission from a guy in Texas, another Bear 411 contact actually, who asked me to draw a picture of him alongside his partner who had recently died. It was actually very touching, because knowing that he could never see a new photo of him, he wrote me a really lovely letter telling me how much it meant to him to see my interpretation of his partner and how I'd captured his look and his smile and that kind of thing.
That is very moving.
And just a bit of feedback from today. I just had an email back from a guy who said, apparently you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, but you've proved that saying absolutely invalid because you've done it, which I thought was really quite funny and very flattering.
Very good. We've been talking with Tobias from cutelittleblokes.com. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, Tobias.
Thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
I'm a wanker bear, I'm a wanker bear. Every time I'm on my own, I'm a wanker bear.
Everyone,
I'm a wanker bear, I'm a wanker bear. Every time I'm on my own, I'm a wanker bear.
We're so sorry to leave you all on your own, but the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so this is Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup. Thanks for joining us here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.